On the June edition of Our Town, we've got lots to talk about, and somebody I haven't seen in quite a while is Russ Pearson from Lane Community College.
Hi, George.
How are you doing?
I am well. How about you?
Not too bad. I understand the remodeling, everything's good to go now.
Everything's good to go. We're all ready for fall for sure, and we're having a party.
Wow, that's cool. Now, that's coming up, what, next week?
That's coming up Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the college, right next to the Sayula High School. You don't have to stay for the whole thing, but we will have a ribbon cutting. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce will be there to help us with that. Probably a couple of brief speeches from important folks, including our president, Stephanie Bulger, will be there. And we've got some scholarships to announce. We won't take a long time doing it, but we'll do that. We've got a grand tour of the facility and lots of food and fun and drinks to share. So there you go.
That sounds like a great time to come out and see the new campus.
Absolutely.
How many changes were made during this reconstruction?
It was pretty extensive. I think you'll notice a lot of things immediately. Just even driving by, you'll notice many, many, many changes. With the fresh coat of paint, new colors that we are appreciating a lot, very northwest. New roof, a new HVAC system, seismic upgrades. It took the older building right almost down to the studs. So, it was really very extensive. $12 million worth of upgrades. It didn't go nearly as far as we thought, when the voters passed the bond in 2020, all those pandemic-related
cost increases
and supply chain issues. Yeah. But we're happy to say we're finally done.
So anything new as far as offerings coming up in the fall?
Indeed. The space inside our campus, the rooms have been, we've got the same footprint, so it's not drastically different. But we have been able to make some of the rooms a little bigger to reconfigure some things. And that means we'll have some more flexibility in some of those classrooms to do more things. We've got more tech and it's updated, so it's faster and better than ever, of course. We hope that we'll have a lot of students come back to us in person. These last two or three years now, we have been basically online or remote, first because of the pandemic for those 2 years, and then on our part because of the construction this past year. So most things, other than a few CE courses, the continuing ed courses, have been largely remote and online. So we've been able to support our students. We do a lot of support. They come in and maybe take tests and things like that, but they've been out there in the community, and we want to get them back in the building and have some real life person-to-person instruction.
So what have you been doing over this time period? I know you've still been working, right?
I have still been working. I've probably been working more than ever before through this entire period. I have had additional assignments over the course of my entire time there. I've been at the Florence Center now for 8 years, and I have been a dean at our downtown campus as a side gig. I have been the dean of science, math, and engineering on main campus for a brief period of time. I've served as a dean at large over one of our divisions, and I did a six-month stint recently as the interim associate vice president for career technical education and workforce development, which is a mouthful. Happy to have given that up and turned it back over to Grant Matthews, who is our AVP. But more recently, I've gotten a new assignment, and it's a lot of work, but I think it's going to be great for us here in Florence. I'm serving as the dean at the Florence Center, the Cottage Grove Center, and as dean of the Humanities Division, which is on main campus. So I'm still in Florence most. I live here. This is my community. Plan to be here about 5 days out of the 7 each week. But a couple of days I'll be over in Eugene or Cottage Grove doing some work over there. And one of the benefits is that, really now I am the voice of our rural students at Lane Community College. I'm overseeing the two rural satellite centers that we have in Florence, serving Western Lane County, and in Cottage Grove, serving all of South Lane County. And those two communities, they're very similar. They're about the same size, right around 10,000, give or take. And they serve kind of as the hub cities in the part of the county. So I'm excited about that.
Can we talk about a little bit about the opportunities for students that have just come out of high school or maybe have been out a year? What are some of the things that Lane Community College can offer those students who may still be in town, haven't decided what they want to do, on a four-year level or maybe even a career level? What sort of things can they expect at LCC?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. First, I want to say I think LCC is awesome. I actually am an LCC student myself, former LCC student. I was a displaced construction worker once upon a time and took a couple of courses at Lane. A couple of my students went through LCC. And one of the things you'll find, I understand the students who want to get out of town, explore the world, and that's awesome. But if you want to work a little bit, stay at home, save a ton of money, both because you're living at home, and because of the vastly difference in cost between the four-year universities, especially the privates, but even the public universities, and the community college system, staying home in Florence and come to the Florence Center, or going over to Eugene and to our main campus, you know, those are options too. It really makes a lot of sense, both SENSE and CENTS, I should say. So that's one thing. In terms of offerings, we have always been able to do really good work at helping our students to get what we call the AAOT, the Associate of Arts for Oregon Transfer. So we articulate particular classes with the four-year universities. And if your intention is to go to OSU, U of O, PSU, some of the public universities, we can have you attend LCC for the first couple of years, again, save tons of money, and go on to those four-year universities and come in as a junior.
So basically get out the basics, math, English, stuff
exactly.
Like that they need, and then they can go right to their career path.
Exactly. And you're still in almost every class is with a PhD, you know, in your particular discipline. And the class sizes are much smaller at the community college level.
Now, when you say it's less expensive, obviously, you know, there's many reasons for that. Is there any benefits for high school graduates that have no college yet? Do they get any? Are there any free offerings, or is it all like a cost-based per credit hour?
Yeah, it is cost-based per credit hour. We often will, and I'm not sure what we're doing this year, but we have in the past, on past 2 or 3 years, and I need to check to make sure this is happening this year, George, but we've been offering a free class to students to take over the summer if they want, to just kind of get their feet wet and see what community college is like. So that's something that we've been doing. Of course, we articulate several classes with both Florence Sisla High School and with Mapleton High School as College Now courses, so they're dual credit. Students take them for free at the high school level, and those count as college courses, and you don't have to pay for them once you get to LCC, but they're on your transcript, and they can serve to benefit you if you transfer or finish one of the programs at Lane.
Now, what about, for example, a student wants to go into the military, they take what's called the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery.
Yeah.
Kind of gives them a direction of what they might be good at.
Yep.
Are there tests or things that students can come in and take at LCC that might give them an idea where their strengths are that they could pursue that?
We do. A lot of those kinds of services, kind of career advising, those kinds of things are centered still on our main campus. But we can certainly direct students. If they come into our center, we can help them. We can actually sit them down at a computer, connect them with folks from the main campus, either by Zoom or by a phone, and help them to access those kinds of services. So yes, that's entirely possible, and we do that all the time.
Because I know a lot of students, I've talked to some here with Viking Hour and things like that.
Yeah.
Some are very career focused. They know what they want to do. And some are like, well, I don't know. And it would help to, you know, have that, you know, sort of help out there.
It's really important because college is expensive. You know, no matter what level of college you're attending,
I can't tell you how many times
days.
I changed my major. So I know.
You don't want to waste those credits.
No.
They're expensive. Yeah.
All right.
So I understand that.
What else you got going on? You're overseeing that. We talked about the party next week. Let's give the times of that too, because let people know when that's all happening on next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday night, June 13th. It starts at 5. We're going to have a ribbon cutting. The Chamber of Commerce is going to be there to support us in that regard. We're excited about that. We'll probably have a few speeches from folks. I think I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
And we're going to give away some money. There'll be I think there's 5 students that are getting scholarships directly from the LCC Foundation, and there are 3 students that are going to receive a scholarship from the Rotary Club of Florence.
Nice.
So we're going to give that money out that evening too. And then there's going to be a grand tour, and that's going to be great. We've got the contractor represented. They know everything. You know, they can answer any question anyone might have about the facility and what's changed. Our own bond project team will be there, and they know a lot of stuff too. Our facilities team, and I'll be around, and our staff will be around to help answer questions as well.
Now, one of the things you've been doing over the last couple of years is partnering with Colette.
Yes.
And you've got some travel opportunities, some things coming up. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do. Colette Tours is a fantastic company. It's one of the world's premier travel agencies. And they have a program. They partner with educational institutions to offer discounted travel. And they're really high class tours. Not everyone loves, you know, the tour vibe where you're with a group of folks, but they tend to keep them small and you don't feel like you're part of the mob ever. And they offer transportation literally from Florence straight to PDX. If you have friends in another part of the country, they'll do the same thing for them wherever they are. Not to PDX, of course, but whatever their airport of choice is. And then you can meet up on, you know, some fantastic location.
So if I have friends on the East Coast and I say, hey, I want to go on this thing and I want you to come with, then
we do it all the time.
They can do it and they can meet you wherever you end up.
Yes, and our staff at the Florence Center actually handles some of those arrangements working with Colette. So
Very
we
cool.
uh, we we help to ensure that everything goes smoothly. We've got three tours coming up next year, and we're actually booking next year already. One of them is the best of Italy, so you get a little bit of everything Italian. And then there's a tour that focuses specifically on Tuscany. A lot of folks really love Tuscany particularly. And then there's a tour, I don't know the name, but I know it's focused in Scandinavia. And I just had a son who took a DNA test through one of those services, and I'm very Scandinavian. So who knows? Maybe I'll go on that one. Indeed.
See some old family members.
Exactly.
I want to go to Ireland because I'm very heavy Irish, so it's like...
I am 2% Irish, I guess, George.
So hey, that's 2%.
Top of the morning to you. and that Colette is coming for a presentation talking about those tours. I should mention that.
Okay.
It's coming up this coming week too, Thursday, June 15th.
Okay.
And that's from 10 to 11:30 a.m.
So at least next week, we've got two important things that people need to get out to.
Yeah, please come. It'll
right.
be great.
Thursday is the grand tour and the ribbon cutting at 5
Tuesday.
O'clock. Tuesday.
Tuesday is the grand
Thursday
tour.
Thursday is the collect presentation.
Yeah, and that's at 10 a.m.
All right. Hope I didn't confuse everybody. Russ Pearson, thank you so much.
Thank you, George. Appreciate it.
And that wraps up our June edition of Our Town. I'll listen again next month for more interviews here on Coast Radio.